Gut, immer dann kann der Ein sein. Wenn es aber in der Passik war, ja, Hashem auch kein Horitz. Bei mir, ja, Hashem, ein Chodesh, mein Chod. Wenn es also, der Hina, ja, Klall, Hu, Klall, ja, she, Kolma, she, Ono, Eisen. Everything we do, in Ruchnius, hein, ha, Tfilo, the hein, ha, Limud, both davening, or learning, hu, Kadesh, she, is, Gala, Malchus, she, is, Borach. In order that the Malchus, the kingdom of Hashem, should become this Gala in the world, we show by our tefillah and learning that we accept Hashem Melech Akol Horetz. Ki Hevel Peh Hu Bechinas Hei, because the Hevel Peh is a Bechina of the Eis Hei, the letter Hei. Chal, we know that it says in the Tikkun Zayi that Malchus Peh, the Malchus is Peh, and the Malchus is of the Sfidus. The Malchus is the Eis Hei, Yud Kei Vav Kei, to the last seven Sfidus. The Vav is the Shishuk Tzaveis, the six Sfidus of Chesed to Yisayid, and the Kei. This K is the Bechina of Malchus. And Malchus is Peh, so really Hevel Peh is the Bechina of Hei. The Akkoil Hu B'maham Shocho, Hu Bechina Zvov. The Koil comes out of the Hevel Peh, that's drawn out in the form of the letter Vov. For Gishenli made Eimus Spalel. So far we have the letters Vov and K. Now we're missing to the Shem, the Yud K. When the person learns a Redavans, but the Chilu or the Chimu. The Chilu is Yiro and the Chimu is Avo. It lies with Yira and with Yira and Avo, Neskala Bechinas Yud K. There is revealed the Bechina of Yud K. Because Yud K is the Chilu or Chimu. Let's analyze this for a moment. We have the four letters Yud K Vav K. Zayde Kodesh says that these are the Esosfidus. The Esosfidus are Keser, the state top Sfida, and you have Chachma and Bina. Chachma and Bina are called Abba Ve'ima, Ki Avla Chachma. And Bina is Ema Bina Tikra. That's Ema. And then you have Kariachal, the children, the Eir and Nukva. The Eir is the Vav Ktzavis, Chesed until Yisayid. The Nukva is Malchus. Now, Yud K, as we said, the Kites Shal Yud is the Keser. The Yud is Chachma, and the K is Bina. Now, the Kun Ezer says that the Yud and K, Abba and Ima, that's Chachma and Bina, are the Chilu Urchimo, Yira and Av. Agav, the Kisamela brings a stida from the Kunizaya and the Zayde Kodesh. The Kunizaya, so it says, the Yud, which is Abba, which is Chachma, is Yira. And the K, which is Ima, is Ahava. And the Zayde Kodesh is just the opposite, that the Yud, which is Chachma, is Ahava. And the K, which is Bina, is Yira. We know that the general rule is that all the Gevurais and Dinim come from Bina. Bina Gevurais is Adam Mino. The Gevurais and Dinim come from Bina. And Chochma is Inyan of Chesed and Ahava and Rachmim. So the Zayde Kodesh says that Yud and K, Yud is Ahava, Yud is Rechimu, and K is Dechilu. That's Ahava and Yira. We can understand that. But the Kun Ezer says just the opposite. The Kun Ezer says that the Yud, Chochma, is Yira. And the K, Bina, is Ahava. That, first of all, is stated to the Zayde Kodesh. And secondly, we can't understand how Ahava should be Yira. How Chochma should be Yira. And then again, how Bina should be Ahava. That's the stated that the Kisar Malach has. The answer is, Poshet, that there are two kinds of Yira. There's a Yira, Yiras Ha'inish, Yiras Hashem, and there's Yiras Ha'inimus. We know a Klal, Yiras Ha'inimus is higher than Ahava. Yiras Ha'inimus is the highest type of Yira there is. There's Yiras Ha'inimus, then there's Ahava, and then there's regular Yiras Ha'inish. Now, when we say Lamashal in the Zayde Kodesh that Chachma is Ahava and Bina is Yira, that means that Chachma is the regular Ahava, Bina we know is Gvuris is Yira, that we understand. When the Tikkun Ezer speaks about Abba Chachma being Yira, he's speaking about Abba Chachma being Yira Sereimus. Can I get that? So the Ahava of Ima, the Ahava of Bina, is considered Yira in comparison. It's true that it's Ahava, but compared to that, so it's Yira. So in other words, when we say that Abba, that Chachma is Yira to Yira Sereimus, Ima then is the next step, which is Ahava. How can you have Ima, which is known to be Gevurais and Dinim, should be Ahava? It's true that it's Ahava. There are dinim there, but those dinim are out of Ahava. So we call Bina Tag Ahava. But that Bina, that Ahava, is one from which dinim come from. But compared to the Yiras HaRayimus, this is called Ahava. So that's why the Tikkun HaZeh said that Yud K is the Chimu V'Chimu. That Yud K, that the Yud is Yira, and the K is Ahava, the Chimu. Whereas the Zohar Kodesh means like Kav, you're speaking of plain regular Ahava and Yira. Let's push it. Right? This Rebbeinu says, "Shleimed Halacha Be'Eifin Zeh, Bedei Eilam Echad." The person learns a halacha, one halacha, in this manner, with chilu with chim, with ava and yira, he actually creates a whole world. Because halacha is halichas elam loy. Halicha, the pasuk halicha says, "With halacha, he creates an elam." Shleimed kol ha-masechta. The Kunez Ezra knows the whole masechta, nasa matronisa. So there was created the matronisa, that's the malka, malchus, the shechina. The halacha is saying almond di law. And these halachas, these separate halachas, they are har elamis. That the Shechina, the Malka, the Malchus, rules over these elements. Ki ein melach b'lay on, because a melach is not shy to say the word melach unless there's an on, this is a nation. So the Malka, the nation has to have these elements as its almin to rule over. Zen is the pasuk v'hoyah Hashem al hakol haaretz, and it's gal malchusay, that then, with Hashem echad v'shmei echad, when we have the matronisa, the Malka, with the elements, then we Hashem al kol haaretz, that there is his galus of Malchusay of Malchus Hashem al kol haaretz. Because this halacha is Hashem echad v'shmei echad, that means Hashem kicha kutcha b'nichu v'shchintei. So the halacha that Tikkun HaZeh says is actually Isis hakala, that there is this yichud, is the halacha is hakala, the Malchus becomes hakala, and the mirror there is the yichud, hakala is halacha, hakala halachas labala, comes to, there is the yichud kutcha b'nichu v'shchintei, and therefore we have the galus Malchusay. Nosan also is Mavoya Lamayan. It's clear to one who looks into this Torah, Shechose Kan Rubeke Kule. Actually, this Torah, the main part is missing. The whole thing is missing. Kikara Mechulun Chosim in a Sefer. The main Kavon and Rabbein is missing from here. The main part is missing. Vezichisi Lamay Kala the Wadamelu. I wasn't there to understand at all these words of Nosan also. What Rabbein is wanted to bring out here. It's obviously the second half. There's always to bring something out that is missing from here. At least the words of the Ben Zalah are holy, and we should read them even if we have no Havon in them. Baruch Hashem.